This podcast, thanks to Youi, the fastest growing car and home insurer in Australia. Take up Youi car insurance and get a 20% discount on contents insurance. Read the PDS to see if this product is right for you. Visit youi.com.au or call 134007. Terms and conditions apply for the discount.
Wherever you are in Australia, get yourself a copy of the Daily Telegraph in Sydney today and read the front page, and smoke will come out of your ears. But never misunderstand the fact that this is the cultural battle that we face. It is about the study of history. The study of history ought to be about the examination of facts in order to support a thesis, about developing an argument supported by fact. There is often no right or wrong answer in the study of history. Different people can mount an argument in favour of a different conclusion based on assembled facts. History is one subject which will always be open to debate and further investigation, and we shouldn't be frightened or threatened by that. It will always be a subject that will be judged on the quality of the argument, whatever the argument might be. So if someone wanted to mount an historical argument about whether Australia was invaded or colonised by Europeans, or whether it was discovered by Europeans or Aborigines, that's fine. But let's put the arguments in proper context. By all means, throw the arguments into the mix of historical debate for open intellectual examination. But don't try and restrict the thinking of university students via some so-called diversity toolkit on Indigenous terminology rubbish, which dictates game, set and match that Cook's arrival in New South Wales must be referred to as an invasion. This rubbish toolkit, devised by the University of New South Wales, represents anti-intellectualism and political correctness at its worst. Students of history with opposing views on the same subject ought to be equally capable of scoring good marks if they mount well-reasoned arguments supported by fact and a clear understanding of their subject. To take the case in point, one student might well argue in favour of invasion and another in favour of settlement. The argument should be judged on its quality, but prejudice and political correctness are anathema to genuine scholarship and learning.
This podcast, thanks to Youi, the fastest growing car and home insurer in Australia. Take up Youi car insurance and get a 20% discount on contents insurance. Read the PDS to see if this product is right for you. Visit youi.com.au or call 134007. Terms and conditions apply for the discount.